The Palestine Liberation Organization, the PLO, has sharply criticized Israel for rejecting an upcoming French-brokered peace initiative. PLO Secretary General Saab Erekat described Israel's move as, quote, reaffirmation of Tel Aviv's decision to continue its crimes and violations in Palestinian territories. Erekat also cast doubts on the Israeli Prime Minister's call for bilateral negotiations, saying it's aimed at legitimizing Israeli settlements and the imposition of an apartheid regime. Earlier on Tuesday, Benjamin Netanyahu rejected the peace initiative, saying it will distance the Palestinians from direct talks. The French government launched the initiative in a bid to resume Israeli-Palestinian negotiations. All right, talking about this, we have Trevor Labonte, political commentator, joining us over the phone. Now, essentially, Tel Aviv says that it favors direct talks, supposedly. That's on the surface. But there are critics and analysts that say that this is just an excuse to let them further consolidate their positions in terms of those settlements and expanding those settlements and buy time in the midst of the talks that might be in the fore. Now, what is your opinion there, Trevor?
Well, of course, that's accurate. I mean, you can't negotiate with the government of the Israeli usurping regime, who has on its coins and on its flag the greater Israel borders. They, in fact, even members of the Knesset now are talking about everything from the Nile to the Euphrates being Jewish-only land. So, of course, the Israeli government is only trying to buy time. And the question needs to be raised why the Palestinians should have to negotiate at all with this entity that shouldn't be there in the first place, that came and stole all of this land under direct contravention of international law, stealing land by force. And it never was a legitimate country. So why the Palestinians should have to negotiate to get their own land back is something that the international community should be focused on. And then we need to look at the Zionist-controlled French government and the role that it's playing. Why is this nation that's ruled by its Jewish lobby called CREEF the one offering this plan? And on top of all of that, we have to look at Erekat, because the PLO is deeply compromised and has received millions of dollars in aid from the United States. So clearly this is a highly compromised individual and a compromised organization. And if these talks were anything other than a sham directed at giving the appearance of people trying to negotiate in good faith on behalf of the Palestinian people, so the only option is a Hezbollah Algerian option, which is a total liberation of the Palestinian state. So
Trevor, you did touch upon the international community and the role it plays, whether it's positive or a negative one. But essentially what it seems like is that Israel, with its insistence on the manner in which it is pursuing the treatment, that is the mistreatment of the Palestinian people, and it's essentially evading any direct and, let's say, positive talks with the Palestinian side, it is challenging the international community, is it not, with its adherence to the two-state solution. So if that is the case, and if that's something that you actually agree with, why is the international community silent to what the challenges as being exhibited by the Israeli regime?
Well, the international community of humanity is not silent, and in fact is, I would say, waking up rather quickly due to activism on social media that's for the first time bringing to light these atrocities that have been happening for decades against the Palestinian people. But as far as the official controlled entities of the international community, we can see that they're being heavily controlled by Israeli, Zionist, Western money. They're all under the control of the international banks. They make complete puppets out of all of our United States politicians. I watch them make a complete mockery of the concept of government when they get up and they're all doing flips for Israel and telling and saying everything that Israel wants to hear, and all of the politicians are afraid to even mention the word Palestine because it's considered career suicide. So it's up to the people to overwhelm this artificial entity that's trying to control the discourse. And here, I mean, we can clearly see all three sides in this supposed negotiation are aligned with Zionist forces. So it's a complete sham. None of them are speaking on behalf of the Palestinian people. And it's up to people of the world to raise awareness of this and put pressure on the international community to stop kowtowing to all of Israel's demands.
Speaking of the people, to what extent do you think they have the power to do just that?
Well, I think we ultimately have the complete power to do it. It's just a matter of when do we reach this tipping point when enough people, you know, we have to reach a critical mass. There has to be enough people that realize, for example, as Dr. Barrett was saying a second ago, that it was the Israelis that did 9/11. That completely changes the perspective on the whole global situation. So people just need to keep spreading that information. And when it will happen, I can't say, but I believe it will be soon. I've been watching the tide turning day by day over the past several years, and it's really ramping up and becoming a very powerful thing, and people are very upset around the world.
All right. Trevor Labonte, I want to thank you for your participation here.
Thank you.